At the Nebraska Farm Bureau annual meeting in Kearney, we're going to visit with Keith Olson of Grant, president of Nebraska Farm Bureau. Keith, here at this meeting, and I guess every year, there's always some discussion about the economy, both federal and state, and the challenges that we face there. But it does look like Nebraska, after having relatively stable times the past few years compared to many other states, looks like Nebraska's got a few challenges coming up, too. Be interested in your views on that and your thoughts as far as farmers and ranchers are concerned.
Well, Nebraska is predicted to have a shortage of income coming into the state coffers the next couple of years. And so we as the organization need to start naming our priorities of where we'd like to see expenditures made, where we think some cuts can be made. You know, one of the major concerns we have is the state aid to schools. That formula is based a lot on evaluation per student. In a rural area, the ag land values are going up, which means that our state aid to our schools will go down. And so that's a major concern with the increase in property taxes. And that we just want to see if we can figure out a way that we can change that. The other issues, you know, cuts to the university, cuts in the penal system, cuts to Medicaid, it would all be negative for the state. And it could have effect on our rural population, our farmers and our ranchers. So we're going to be watching that very close. We're going to hopefully come up with some suggestions, some guidance from our delegates tomorrow in our delegate session that will help us to determine which direction we should take.
Okay, what about the property taxes and ag land valuations? What do you expect to come out of your meeting here?
Well, one thing we'd like to see in Nebraska is some type of income formula to determine our ag land value for taxation purposes. All of our surrounding states use the income approach. We still use market approach. And so we've had a policy for a number of years to go to some type of income approach, and I hope we are able to continue that policy and then work with our legislators to come up with a system that will work for Nebraska.
And a lot of talk, of course, about the Farm Bill at the federal level and as far as, you know, direct payments versus strengthening some of the other safety net programs out there. What do you expect?
Well, we've had a number of counties that sent in county resolutions dealing with what the next Farm Bill should look like. A lot of this debate if we should continue with the target price system like we currently have, or if we should go to a more of a revenue guaranteed program with crop insurance and disaster payment. So I'm looking forward to a very lively discussion here, and I'm sure it will continue on to the American Farm Bureau level.
Yeah, it does sound like there will be some debate on that there. And I guess it's a good debate to have to figure out where we're going forward with.
Oh, it's extremely important that farmers need to be involved in developing the next Farm Bill, and that debate starts right here at the state level from Nebraska Farm Bureau, continue on to the American Farm Bureau level, and we just need to be involved. We need to be at the table. We need to be letting people know what our thoughts are.
Direct payments, some people have said, are getting harder for agriculture to defend. It's kind of maybe as much a PR thing as anything.
That's definitely true, that people have a hard time understanding why should a corn farmer or a wheat farmer get direct payments when the market prices are up. And that is a difficult position to be in. And so, you know, if we continue with some type of support for a direct payment, we need to be able to word the argument in such a way that it makes sense to the average American.